We had a meeting yesterday about coronavirus and another one coming up. And they're talking about what happens if the school closes down. And for this particular class, it's not a problem because it's online and, you know, you can finish this class on time and the whole business. So it's not a problem. But they're also saying that if people are concerned, you know, they're welcome to stay home, and they're going to, it sounded like, at least, this was a preliminary meeting, but it sounded like they're making attendance not mandatory, that people are supposed to be lenient about attendance and all of that kind of stuff. So they sound like they're being very responsive if people don't want to come in, which is not why I think people aren't here today. But if people, you know, decide they don't want to be in the crowd sense of the college has. So after spring break especially. So anyway, we will see. Where it goes. But as I said, it really doesn't make any difference. The only, you know, we'll do it online. And there are recordings from last year. And so you can just listen to last year's recordings. And so it's really doable. And depending on how much it is, we can all choose to be, I don't know whether we call it sensible or cowards, but and not come in. Okay, so today we're going to look at Connect, finish up kind of looking at Connect 1 and Connect 2, hopefully, and possibly even into Connect 3. So the address is CIS, for me, is cisbristolcc.edu, and I've got a bunch of places where these are stored. But right now, I am looking at this. So, if I want to see my stuff, and I just managed to, well, make it go away. Okay, so my address is this. You should have these things at an address of your own so that you can go in and play with them and fix them and do whatever you want to do to them. But my address is cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tildpgrosa/the name of my 159S20 category and then First Connect Group. And then I can put in anything here from First Connect Group. So I think where we were last time was Connect 4A, okay. Only I can't spell, apparently. .php. Yeah, I do that a lot. So, if I then come in here and edit this, click to edit the file, I've now got the code and the results. Okay, and what did I do with the, there it is, the thing to take a picture. Okay, so this is what I've got for this one. So I start out, and as we said, I am doing the include, which links to the password. Okay? that's a good way of doing it, just security-wise, it has a little bit, but it's also a good way of doing it because then I don't have to, I can show other people my code. I don't have to put my, you know, I don't have to say, oh, you can't see this code because it's got my password in it. So I can show other people my code by doing the include, and the connect successfully is in that link pass. So LinkPass not only sets up my passwords and everything, which we did last week, but it also puts out the message that says connect first, connect successfully, rather, so that I know that it worked, that I got in, that my password was okay. Okay, so now I come down, and the next line says MySQLi select DB. And the dollar sign link is the thing that I set up in my password. In my LinkPass has the dollar sign link, which has the information about the database, about my username, my user password. So I tell it, use that, and then comma, and this is the name of the database. And I didn't put the pens out. That's the name of the database that I'm using. So you would be putting one of your two databases there. So this is making a connection between my sign-in and the database. Then I set up something I call $result. And I said MySQL query. And again, I tied it to the link that I've set up in LinkPass. And I said select from item first. So this is my table. Okay, that's my table that I set up. So I'm now saying select asterisk from item first, my table. Or die, invalid query, I put out an error message. And then I said, okay, while, and so I'm setting up my while loop. And my while loop says $row equals MySQL fetch row result. What that does is it will fetch the next row in the result, and the result is what I got when I did the select from the table. So I did the select from the table, that's in result. And now I'm saying fetch the rows in result. And while there is still a row to fetch, it will keep doing. So I'm saying fetch a row and result. And as long as that row still has, as long as there's something still in result, then it will work through it. And it's going through progressively one row at a time in result. Okay? And then I told it, echo out new paragraph every time I do it, which is what got me double spacing. Because paragraphs get double space, get a space after they write it. So I'm saying put out whatever is in row zero in when I did this select. So whatever is in row zero. And I don't even have to know at this point. I can just say I want to see row zero, then I want to see row two, then I want to see row one. And so that means that in the table called item first, okay, I've got three rows and probably more, but this is row zero, and row zero has, it looks like, the ID. And row one looks like what it has is the name, row 2, has the price or whatever it is. And then there can be other rows here, but I don't care about them in my report. So I'm just ignoring them. So I said, show me what's in row 0, show me what's in row 2, and then show me what's in row 1. And so I'm getting ID, price, and then the name. Okay? Questions on that? Did all three of you get that going so that you did it last time? You got something coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, there's a bunch of these in here, and even though I look at them, okay, this one is the same. It's just showing whatever row 5 is. Okay, so I'm now seeing row 0, row 1, and row 5. And if I come down and change this to have the double A there. Okay. So I've now got row 5, and whatever that is, maybe that's on hand, whatever. That's row 5 showing up there in the end. And I just concatenated these. I didn't put a space between them. Okay, so there's no space there. So therefore, they're all concatenated together. I just said, give me row 0 concatenated with row 1. And so it's all one big, big line. Whereas in the other one, I had spaces in there. So again, if I look at row just a single A, I had spaces in between the fields, and so I got spaces on the output. Okay, the error one is basically looking to see if there is anything. And it starts out by saying, okay, fetch the rows. And then I said if row 0 equals space, which means if there wasn't anything, then it's an error. Okay, then I didn't find anything. So I went looking for item number, item name, from item first, where item equals 1111. Okay, so if I come down here and run this one, that I don't want open. This is what I want open. And this one is called 4AA error. I really need to work on my naming conventions. Okay. So this is an error that came out. It printed my HTML just fine, and then it says connected successfully, and then it says that I expected a parameter and there was a problem in line 10. And then I took the error and I just put out what as my error message, but I got an error message, okay? My problem here is the A in item number, okay? I put an A on the end of that, and so it couldn't successfully retrieve those things. This gives you a chance to put out your own error message if you want to, but it's going to put out its error message as well. And I did take a picture of that ring, yes. Okay, this one, as much as I look at them the night before, I still don't remember what's in some of them. HTML, okay. Okay, I don't think this is really even worth bothering to try to write, run, but I will. It's just showing one field. Okay, and the name was Connect 4, without the AA. And so this one just did a connection and just showed the ID. Okay, as I said, probably not worth bothering with. The next one I want to look at is Table. And this one has a table in it that I have set up. So let's go and look at that one. And I only did one thing, so I've got select asterisks from item first, where item number equals 12121. Okay, so I only want that particular record. And then I said, basically, I've got result, and if result equals zero, if I don't have result, if result equals zero, then I print out that there's a problem. Okay, and then I exit. So I told it there was a problem and exited if I didn't have anything. So in other words, if it wasn't successful, I put it up. Okay, then I came down here and I said row equals MySQL fetch row result. So that was the result I got back. So now I am actually printing out a table. So I tell it to make a break, print out a table, do the TR, do the TD and put row 0 in it, do another TD with row 1, another TD with row 2, and another TD with row 3, close the TR and close the table. Now I could have put those together in one line and kind of concatenated them, but I just did each separate piece of the table the way I would do it in HTML, and showed how I could have done that. And then this one, I went in, which is another style that people use. I went out of PHP, I put up a table with a TR and a TD, and then I went back into PHP and echoed row 0. Closed PHP, went down to the next line, had a TD, went back into PHP, put out row 1. And so I'm going in here and getting the information on an as-needed basis with the PHP. But what I'm showing up there is mainly the same thing.
Is there any advantage, disadvantage to either one of those?
Not really. I don't know. Time-wise, I hadn't thought going in and out may be problematic time-wise.
I mean, the second one, the table will load even if there's no access to the PHP, while the first one won't.
Well, this one I've left if there's not any result.
Oh.
So I've done an exit and gotten out of there if there's not any result. And I did a select asterisk from item first. Then notice this echo, I'm telling how many results there were. And I probably should have put a BR, but that one right there is the echo that is telling how many results there were. So the echo is coming back and showing me there was one result. And then I test it, okay? So I'm kind of cheating by telling how many it is. Probably what you do is just have the, if the result equals zero, then do anything. But I wanted to show what it was. So I put the one up there, had the one print out, And then I said, okay, if the result equals zero, well, I know it's one, so it's not an error. But if the result equals zero, that means I was not able to do this select. So if the result equals zero, that means I was not able to do that select. I don't have any data, so I'm going to print problem with query and exit. Okay, so if we go in there, and I change that to a 9 and save it and do a refresh down here, I'm now getting the problem with query, okay? Because it could not find a record 12129, and so it gave me the problem with query. Okay. So that's how that can work. And I'm going to change this back to a 1. Okay, the other one is a where. Didn't have the quotes around it, and it's now working when I have the quotes around it. Okay, so you can get away with either one of those. Okay. And this time I did an echo. I said, okay, number of rows, I just made another variable, and said number of rows equals how many results. And then I said, do a BR and show that, and it showed the 1. So that's, again, just another way of doing it. Okay. And this one, I didn't bother to do a table. I just said, echo the BR, echo the row, echo the BR, echo the row.
And again, I could concatenate all those together, and it's just fine. I just did them with separate echoes, but I could have concatenated it all together. And now number 5 is donor. Okay. This one is 5 donor 2. Okay.
This one is, if you remember correctly, the last one said MySQL fetch row. Okay? And when it says fetch row, that means you have to refer to the fields by their row number, by their place, by their row number. Fetch array lets you refer to them by either their row number or their name. So I did an echo here where I said ID equals row ID number. And so that means it goes into the select. In my select, I had in an ID number and a name, and I'm now showing the ID number and the name. Those are the two things I extracted, and I can now show them, and I can give their name. And notice I did double quotes around it one place, single quotes around at the other place, either one works. Okay. So if I put array here, as opposed to row, then I can access it by either the position or the name. And I did them both. That one is just showing the name. I don't even particularly know why I kept that one, but anyway. Because it really, I don't think, has anything different in it. I guess this one is showing that I didn't have to have a select of the name. I can say select asterisk and still use name. It will look in the database and figure out what the field names are. It's extracting those. And so I can stay name even though I didn't specify that I wanted name. I specified I wanted everything from Dona. And that will still give me the name. And then the next one is associate. And this one is row associate. Okay, so this one shows that there are three ways of doing this. I knew it was going to do that on me. Where is it? What?
Just like move the other window a little bit on the size.
Okay, this, yeah, and that, right? Okay, this one, I selected a lot of fields. Again, I didn't have to do it that way. I have the fetch row, and if I do a fetch row, I fetch two things. Okay, I did a fetch row, and I use 0 and 1. Then I did the second way, which is fetch ASSOC. And that allows just the name, okay? So this one is by location. This one is by name. That's by, not my. By name. And this one is either. I can use both name, and I can use location. Okay? So depending on how I write the MySQL fetch, I can fetch by row, I can fetch by name, I can fetch by association. Association is just by name, and array either. So obviously array gives me the most flexibility and is the one that I should think I tend to use the most. Okay, but this shows you the three things. Now they also have you, they have an older way of doing this was to, instead of writing it the way I did before, was to write MySQL I associate.
and my SQLI number, which got me the same thing. And if you put the, I don't have an example of it here, but if you put both instead of, and make it MySQLI underscore both, then that lets you have the equivalent of array. I don't see that used as much as the ones that I showed you originally. But that gets you the same results. And you should know that what that does for you, it gives you the same results, as I said. And I think this test one is one that I'm not going to look at. That goes on forever. And I think it's basically the same thing, but you can look at that. And it goes on and tries them all again. Okay? So the main thing to get out of this, and on the homework I said try it two ways on something. That's what I was thinking of, but if you came up with another two ways to try it, that's fine. Too much open. And I think that finishes me off. Again, link pass. I need to look at the okay version. Again, this is what link pass is. And the dollar sign link is bringing over. So when I say dollar sign link, code, it's bringing over the word localhost, and then my username, my password, and optionally the database. If you're going to optionally use it, it should be the same database as you have in the code, obviously. Now, the reason for not using optional database is then it doesn't tie to any particular database, and so you can use this link pass no matter what you're doing. Because it doesn't tie to any particular database. If you're putting a database in there, then it's tying to a particular database. And so if you are using both your database things, you may have to make two of these. One for one database and one for another. Okay, so that finishes connect one. So now I'm going to go out of here and come in to connect two, which is second connect group. And this is just a lot of connects to kind of go into all the different kinds of if statements and that sort of thing that you can do. The first three there are actually repeats from Connect 1 that I somehow ended up putting in twice. I believe those are all repeats. So I'm going to start and look at 6. And this one is basically also a repeat. I've got fetch row, fetch associate. Yeah. This is also basically a repeat. Seven. I don't think I've got anything terribly worthwhile on this one either. This one is simply saying that I'm using associ by itself. So this is using associ, which again is retrieving based on the name. Okay. So it's retrieving based on the name. Okay, 8. Okay, this one I kind of started experimenting a little bit and playing, so we're in second connect group and just started that. Connect 8A. Okay, so on this one I said I'm setting up a variable called Rhode Island. And then I said, where the state equals whatever is in the assigned state. Okay. And so it gave me those. Now you're not going to do that as often as you're going to take in data. But I basically didn't want to get into going into the HTML, then taking in the data, and then using it. So I just hard-coded something there. We will get into how to do it all in one, have the HTML and the PHP all in one, but we haven't got there yet. Okay, so I just hard-coded this. And if I look at 8B, mainly testing. I did a test for a less than, and I have your goal there as 2,000, and I tested for less than 2,000. So if I look at the results on this one, there are the ones that are less than 2,000. And I used here fetch array, so that means I can use either the name or the number. I just use the name on this one. But I have fetch array, so I have the flexibility of having either one. And I am going to go through these fairly quickly. I can also put quotes around it, so it's giving you the flexibility of doing it the two ways. And D, somewhere I get into. Okay, so this one is my and situation. So my selects, basically the selects that we went over, and how to do a select. The selects are now being embedded in my PHP. And so SQL is actually embedded a lot in PHP. It's how I access my database. So PHP has its own language for a bunch of things, but when it comes to retrieving data from a database, it falls into SQL. And SQL is just part of writing the program. In Oracle, they have a special language called PLSQL, and PLSQL is a language that has SQL embedded in it, programming language slash SQL, and it has SQL embedded in it. Here, PHP also has SQL embedded in it. So whenever I want to get a database, that's where I go. So this is an and. So this would be, which one is it? It's D. So this one is state mass and year goal is less than year goal in, so it's less than 300. So anything that has a year goal less than 300 and Massachusetts. this one is just showing you again, you can test the null. So I'm looking for everything where the equal is null and the state equals Rhode Island. And I believe there is one record. Oh, good. I somehow managed to close this. But hopefully it will come up. Eight D. So I now want 8E. Okay, so that was the only one that had a year goal of null and a state of Rhode Island. And so I can again use my select to extract any records that I want and then process them. And by processing, I mean you can do a lot with them. I'm just doing right now, sticking out the names. F. Okay, this one is where it's got to be Rhode Island and either of the other two. So I want Rhode Island and either less than the goal that I set, which was 2,000, or either goal of null. Okay. So if I want either of these, I've got an F. So those meet the criteria. They're all Rhode Island and all year goal. Okay. So just to give you something to do, take a few minutes, come up with a select that will work, and give one of these a try that I was looking at. This one is I'm using donor. The others I've been using something called test, I think. So try writing one of these and play around with associate row and array. Because remember, associate only lets you do it by name. Array lets you do it either way, and row only lets you do it by number. So play around for a couple of minutes. Okay, number 9 is your plane. If you want to use a compound, you can use either and or that kind of notation for and. Okay, so you can either write out the word or use the notation that's in JavaScript and everything.
and the or can either be written out or it can be that kind of a subject.
Okay, so you can go either way on that. So try row, try associate, try array, try something with a compound. You can grab mine and modify them, or you can write them from scratch, either one. Okay, have you got some of it working such that you can write these now?
Did you get some working successfully so you got output and everything?
Okay, I want to look at these compound ones. So put what you're doing on hold, and you can come back to it in a few minutes when I've gone over these. There's a few things in particular I want to mention. So, A compound, Connect 9 compound AOK is, as I said, using the words for and or. Okay? So we looked at that, and this is the result. And so I was using and or. So I'm saying the where state equals mass and either. City equals Fall River or City equals Seekonk. And we have all of those meet that criteria. And the big thing to notice is the words and or. Okay. Then the next one is using the symbols for and or. And this one says it's got to be Rhode Island. And it's got to be either Warren or Providence, and that's working as well. Okay, so I can use either the words or the symbols to stand for and or. Obviously, there was a discussion at the table, and they decided, you can both win. Okay, C is a situation where we have this and this or these two things. And remember, I don't need parentheses because ands get resolved before ors. So I've got Mass and Fall River or Rhode Island and Providence. Okay? And it resolves the Mass and City first, then the Rhode Island and City, and then it says, okay, now either of those two. So this is group C, and that's what I come up with. Okay, if it's Mass, it's Fall River, and if it's Rhode Island, it's Providence. Okay, E, or D, I guess we're at. D is using the in, which we also saw. This is D. C, D. Okay, so this is, I'm looking for anyone where the city is in Providence, Seekonk, or Fall River. And so all of those meet that criteria. So I'm using the in clause. The next one I think uses between. Nope, the next one uses a subquery. Remembered wrong. Okay, so that is using a subquery. So it's going in and it's saying select state from Donna where city equals Rhode Island. Well, the state was Warren. City equals Warren, sorry. Is Rhode Island. So now I'm saying select asterisk from Donna where state equals Rhode Island. Okay. So I'm using a subquery there. And again, it resolves the inner query first and then uses the result of that. And again, if I felt there was more than one state in my database where the city could be Warren, then I want to use where state in as opposed to equal. Okay, so equal means there's only going to be one match, which is it's matching to Rhode Island. But if it had two, then I need to put in the in. So if multiple returns, multiple returns from the subquery, then you need to use in. And this is the answer to that one, right? Yes. Okay, F. There's an F and an F1. I'll do F first, I guess. Okay, so this one has got, I want to do a substring of something. And then I want to come down here and put it in. So one of the ways I can do it is I put that's not what I expected to see. Okay. So here I took and I said, okay, show me the zeroth item and its ID. And then I said, show me name. And then I said, show me the second thing. So it showed that. I guess I did them in the wrong order because the alternative to showing it as the row is to put subsidy, and that's why I put the name in there. I gave it an alias, and I can use the alias, and I think the next one will show you that. But in this case, I just use the 2, and since I have the select all laid out there, row 2, it took this as 1, 0, 1, 2, and I got the ALL, which comes out of Bow River, and the ANO, which comes out of Hanover, and the EK, that comes out of Seekonk.
Okay, the next one is F1, which is the one I thought I had there. And I like this approach better. In this case, I gave the substring of the city 2-3 an alias. So I gave it an alias here. And then I can use that alias down here. So I can just show the sub-city, show the alias. And I like that better than mixing in, this is the row. So this one just says, give anything like substring where I'm going to have a partial field rather than a whole field. Just give it an alias, and then I can use the alias. Okay. So, and I thought I had a between in there, but I can't seem to find that one either. But anyway. Okay, this one does a lousy job of what it does, but anyway, this is compound list donor, okay. Okay, let's see.
connect list donor okay. No 9 in there. Okay, so what did I do? Oh, no compound either. Okay, on this one, I kind of have a header on this,
except that I really didn't do a very good job of putting the header on. So it's really not lining up, but if you count the fields, you can. This would be a wonderful time to set up a table, because you can then put the headers in the table and put the data in the table. But anyway, this was my people attempt to set up a header.
And it would be hard to do because the city names change in size, the individual names change in size, so this would be the nice time to set up a table and put each one of those header fields in a column on the table and then set it up. And it would look a lot better. And I think that is the end of them. Those are some that I added on. So up through connect to is just showing you a variety of ways to connect. And the third connect group, which I'm going to just look at vaguely, is more maintenance. So we're now getting into maintenance and how to maintain this table. So we need to be able to insert records, delete records, and change records. Okay. And what, we have about 9 minutes. So, which do you want to do? Do you want, because we're in good shape, I want to do this mainly on Thursday. So do you want to have some more time and play with what we've looked at, or should we move on? Anybody got any thoughts? Anybody care? So if you think you'd benefit from playing, then take the 9 minutes to play. It's probably down to 8 now. What do you think? You want to play with it? Okay. And then we'll look at 3 next time. And 3 is how to maintain the table. So that's kind of getting into another world, which is why I said maybe we need to think about not doing it. Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff in that one, so it's better to leave it. So try one of the subqueries and try one of the ones with the substring. Try one of those two so that you play with those.